are always raised in the late stage of the campaign about everybody's going to take the high road. That's generally a signal that you better open the low road. Everyone may be headed in that direction. Not in the sense that it's a personal attack on anyone. I've heard statements about President Ford and myself that I didn't like, and I assume they have, and I've never really felt mortally wounded by anything they said. No, we haven't said anything to Ford or anyone to them.
So you don't think this has been a low-road campaign?
That, not in the sense that there have been wild accusations made by any of the candidates. I think we've been very firm in some of our statements.
Running out of shells. That's where I got it.
You borrowed a line from Governor Carter?
Well, not all of it. Some of it's so bad I couldn't use it. But well, it's good to be here with John McAllister and Lee Terry. We certainly need their help in the Congress. President Ford's going to win this election tomorrow, and we need some stalwarts in the Congress to help him in the next 4 years.
Senator, the polls show that President Ford is now taking the lead in some parts of the country, but the percentage margin is very, very slight. What's your prediction as far as voter turnout and the election tomorrow?
I can't tell you about voter turnout. You know, I read one paper, it might be 80%, some other paper, some other figure. But the polls are showing, or at least Gallup, I guess, shows President Ford 1 point ahead. That's a far cry from 35 points behind, so we're making progress. We're not going to change much today, but we're going to keep right on trying until tomorrow.
How do you feel philosophically about the role that you've played in this campaign? How do you feel about that?
Philosophically?
Yes.
Well, I feel all right about it. I feel pretty good about it. When you've come from 35 points behind to even or ahead, I'd like to think that I've had some part in it.
How do you feel now that it's just about over?
Well, I feel good. I'm, you know, I think we've had enough, and we've peaked at just about the right time. There's momentum there, and it's on our side, and we're ready for tomorrow.
How tired are you, Senator?
Shows you 21 points ahead.
Pardon?
Why do you spend time on the last day before the election in the state that shows you 21 points ahead?
Well, we've landed here, and we're going to go to Iowa now, where we're probably not 21 points ahead. And then we go to Missouri, where we're not, where it's very close. But again, it's a chance to meet with my good friend John McAllister, and not that I'm going to make that much difference, but I want to stress again how important it is that we have that help in the Senate and in the House with Lee Terry. I woke up early this morning. Instead of counting sheep, I'm counting electoral votes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I understand I can't mention anybody's name of my own, so and President Ford's, of course. I see some very encouraging signs in the audience. I see one Carter sign. That's generally about how many there are in a crowd this side. Remember one thing, that pineapple juice is a lot better for you than peanut butter. For one thing, it doesn't stick to the roof of your mouth. But let me tell you, if you like peanut butter, you're going to be able to buy it at half price on Wednesday. There's going to be a lot of it left over after tomorrow. I really appreciate this opportunity, and I won't keep you but a few minutes for a couple of reasons. First, I'm not certain how long my voice is going to hold out. I had a debate down in Houston, and standing in that liberal air for 75 minutes, it does something to you. But it's starting to clear up, and we're going to win the election tomorrow because the American people have faith in President Ford. And more importantly, President Ford has faith in the American people. And that's the important thing. Thank you. Oh, we're not going to have any. I haven't even made my speech yet. I'll answer your question on Wednesday. I talked with President Ford this morning. He called me last week at 5 o'clock in the morning and asked me what I was doing. And I said, well, up till you called, I've been sleeping. So this morning, he called me about 8 o'clock, and he was in Ohio. Ohio is a very important state. He said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Iowa. He said, Iowa is a very important state. And I said, yes, Mr. President, I think we're ahead. We're going to carry the great state of Iowa because the American people are starting to understand, and Iowa voters are starting to understand. And as they catch on to Carter, we catch up, and now we're ahead, and we're going to win in Iowa. Yeah. And President Ford reiterated, as I've said before, in Iowa and other states, he reminded me again that I will have an important role to play in American agriculture, starting in January. I've been on the House Committee 8 years, the Senate Committee 8 years. I understand agriculture. I understand rural America. And I'm going to have a very vital role to play in the next 4 years. And I hope farmers will pay attention to that. We believe we understand your problems. I don't suggest I have all the solutions. They have all the solutions, they say. But we understand. We're realistic. We think we're on the right track. And I would just say one other thing. To the young men in this audience and to their mothers and grandmothers and sweethearts or whatever, you know, one thing we're stressing this last day, and I've stressed it the last 10 days, is the fact that we're at peace. Young men aren't being drafted. They aren't. They're not being taken off the farm or away from their job or away from school. And of course, we take a lot for granted in America, and we should. We're a great country. But it's not too many months or years ago you turn on the nightly news and you'd find so many Americans killed. They'd be announcing somewhere in Iowa or somewhere in my state of Kansas a memorial service for some young man who'd been killed in a war that we didn't understand. No one's coming home. No one's coming home wounded with a leg gone or an arm gone or some other way physically maimed or injured. And that's because we're strong. And that's because of President Ford's leadership. And we're going to remain strong for one reason, and that reason is peace. We want peace, and you want peace. And we're going to have peace in the world because we're respected by our friends, and we're respected by our potential adversaries. And we're respected because we have a man in the White House who has experience, who understands, and who's provided leadership. And I think that's important to all America, don't you? The president said this morning, he said, remind the people you see today about his views on tax reform. He said this morning, Governor Carter's been talking about a $60 billion windfall. Now, President Ford said, if there's any windfall, I'm going to give it back to the American people in tax reform and tax reduction. That's President Ford's program.
Give him hell, Bob.
I do my best. The spirit's willing, but the voice is weak.